PK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad. Southern Colorado's best country music. It's 10 o'clock.
Good morning. And welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
To church today. I have a note from Pastor Jason. He says our celebration of Reformation Sunday is fast approaching on November 3rd. Please know I am thankful for you all and our mutual service in the work of the gospel at Trinity. I want you to know that while we are not there with you today, Patricia and I are praying for you. May God bless you all as you rejoice in God's glorious promise made to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Peace be with you. Amen. Please join us in the opening hymn, 461, I Know My Redeemer Lives.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion,
we were like doves to a tree.
Then our mouth was filled with laughter,
and our tongues with shouts of joy.
Then they said among the nations,
the Lord has done great things for them.
The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
Restore the fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of the land.
Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy.
He who goes out weeping, bearing seed with sowing,
shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Please be seated. Please join us in the hymn 610, Lord Jesus, Think on Me. Please join me in the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the helper of all, who call on you, have mercy on us and give us his eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant women and she who is in labor together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with pleas for mercy I will lead them back. I will make them walk by brooks of water in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading comes from Hebrews 7. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did not this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their own weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you're able. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on his way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. We'll sing 713. From God can nothing move me. Please be seated. Our lay ministry service today, sermon today, was written by Pastor Jason and provided for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. What's amazing about Bartimaeus? He knew. He just knew that Jesus could help him. It's almost like he could see something even though he was blind. Our text tells us in verse 47 that when Bartimaeus heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He was crying out to Jesus for help. It's ironic because his cry to Jesus for help reveals that Bartimaeus isn't really blind at all. Because what he did, cry out to Jesus, is what people who can truly see do, whether they have physical sight or not. It's a lesson for all of us. Because the blindness we should be the most worried about is deeper than our physical sight. Sin in our nature has a deeper spiritual blinding effect on us all. As our Lord teaches in Matthew 15 about the blind guides, he says, "When the blind lead the blind, they both fall into a ditch." And he isn't teaching there about physical eyesight at all. Imagine this man when Jesus opened his eyes for the first time. What must it have been like for him? Think about it. He had never seen any colors, and now Bartimaeus had a life full of them. And what was his response once he was granted his sight? The text says in verse 52 that he immediately recovered his sight and followed Jesus on the way. How glorious. But notice the deeper meaning. Jesus says to him in verse 52, "Your faith has made you well." It's easy to misunderstand this text and think thoughts like this: I have faith. Why am I not healed from what troubles me? It's easy for us and every Christian down through the ages to wonder, maybe I don't have enough faith for Jesus to help me. But that's not how it works at all. And that's not what the encounter with Bartimaeus is about. But if we think these thoughts, then we're missing the main point that was going on here. Our gospel reading isn't a text about us conjuring up enough faith from within ourselves. The meaning of this text is deeper than that. In fact, Jesus' language here, "Your faith has made you well," is very precise language with a very precise purpose. By saying that to Bartimaeus, Jesus is showing us something. He's opening our eyes too. Even this morning, he's allowing us to see something sin has blinded us to. The connection between our faith and us seeing, between faith and true sight. Sin is blindness. Faith is true sight. Whether our physical eyes work or not, that's the lesson of Bartimaeus. Remember the scriptures, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is truly seeing. It's the vision that matters most. Physical sight is wonderful, but it can be deceiving. Remember Jesus saying in the Sermon on the Mount, "If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out." How could our eye cause us to sin? How could our physical sight in this world not be telling us the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Brothers and sisters in Christ, when it comes to the things of heaven, our physical sight can't give us the whole picture and often leads us astray. And it's true for our other senses as well. Funny how the blind Bartimaeus, according to verse 47, heard Jesus was coming, and it's in his hearing that eventually leads him to being able to see. And it's true for us too. In Romans 10, 17, the apostle said, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Think about it. At the sacrament
of the Lord's Supper, we see bread, we see wine, but Jesus says, this is my body, this is my blood. Our physical eyes don't actually see the whole truth. It's the hearing of faith, the hearing of Christ's word, that we too are granted true sight. That's what Jesus is teaching us here in this miracle in Mark 10. By connecting the gift of sight to the hearing of faith, Bartimaeus becomes a living object lesson for us today, over 2,000 years later. In this connection, Jesus makes his eternal point visible. If you truly want to see, it can only happen by hearing Jesus or by faith. And oh, the colors that become visible by the gift of faith. Ever been in a conflict or hurt by another person? What do we see? We see the person who hurt us. That's our physical sight receiving us, deceiving us once again. Because as the scriptures say, we battle not against flesh and blood. Our eyes again aren't telling us the whole story. There's other forces at work in this world. They are what's hurting us, not our neighbor. Other people we should love, as our Lord says, love your neighbor as yourself. To believe in Jesus Christ and hear his word is how we truly see. And oh, the colors of faith. When we are able to see according to the way Jesus opens our eyes in baptism, then all of a sudden, like blind Bartimaeus, things once that were hidden are now we behold. Now we can truly see all the colors. See, the cross was for us. The resurrection was for us. And then we're able to behold the colors, one of which is hope. Remember Paul's words in Romans? He says, hope that is seen is not hope. Why would one hope for what he sees? Fact is, truly seeing is about beholding what we don't see with our physical eyes. That's the way more to observe in the world. And the only way we can perceive it is by faith in Christ. That's why Bartimaeus is healed. That's why his faith makes him well. What Jesus did that day is formative for you and for me this morning. Now by faith, our eyes are opened to heavenly realities, to the real circumstances of this life. Remember Romans 1? It says, the invisible attributes of God are clearly seen in the things that are made, only by faith. Now think about another color, forgiveness. It is such a beautiful color too, isn't it? When our physical sight sees no way to reconcile conflict, our faith sees forgiveness, so we're not stumbling around in the dark of grudges and hatred. Hope is a vibrant color. Forgiveness is beautiful. We have them and more, a whole palette of colors, and in Christ we can see them. We haven't been put here on this earth to build our own kingdoms, but to serve our Lord and love our neighbor, to be good stewards of his people and his word. See, it isn't at all what it looks like with our physical eyes. Our physical eyes, if they would have seen and been there to behold the cross of our Lord, they would have deceived us too. We would have seen a total and complete defeat when Jesus died. But our faith sees what is really going on. Jesus won there at Golgotha. He won the greatest victory. The cross didn't look like a win at all, but it was. It was his conquering of the blindness of sin for you and for me to open our eyes of faith, so that like Bartimaeus, we too could follow Jesus on the way. This text is about the true sight and faith being interconnected. So what's amazing about Bartimaeus? Even though he couldn't see, he saw that Jesus could help him. Can you and I learn to see like that? When we see life happen, can we look deeper by our Lord's teaching and truly see that God is working out all things for his glory and our benefit, even when it doesn't look like it? The struggles of today are all part of his greater purpose somehow. Lord, help us. Help us look beyond what we see with our eyes so we can truly see. Increase our faith, O Lord, and take away our blindness. Help us trust your word, even when our eyes tell us different, so that we may follow after you, fully seeing that the beautiful colors of faith and able to walk in the in this world and be a part of your miraculous work. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand if you are able, and we will read the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Now let's join in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
Please join me in the prayer of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and a pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those who work, is difficult or dangerous, for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in the prayers of the church, here and everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for those who, and for all those in need of our body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Please stand. Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please join me in the morning prayer. We thank you, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept us this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep us this day also from sin and every evil, that all our doings in life may please you. For into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies and souls, all things. Let your holy angel be with us, that the evil foe may have no power over us. Amen. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Please be seated. We're going to sing our closing hymn, 861, Christ Be My Leader. Thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. For those on the radio, thank you for listening. I have a few announcements. We have the dinner dessert auction on the 15th. I don't know all the details about that, but I just know we have that coming up. You have to make stuff. Today is the last day to get your wreaths, so if you need that wreath or swag, please see Patty Ford or Ms. Lipke, maybe, if you're still doing it.
I'm helping out the people at school.
Okay, so. All right. Pastor will be back tomorrow. And next Sunday, on November 3rd, is our Reformation Sunday. We are having a potluck. So please bring something. I intend on gaining weight after next weekend. So.
As far as the dinner dessert option, if you want to donate money for the food, you can do that. Because I think that's the way Annie's doing it this year. She's purchasing all the food.
Okay.
But if you'd like to make a dessert, we'd love that. So
sounds good.
Make a dessert, but if you want to help out with the food, donate money.
Okay. Anything else? No. Thank you. To your neighbor, say good morning and have a good one.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you. And may the Lord bless you this week.